From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Full casino operations begin today in Hot Springs and West Memphis after the gaming facilities received their casino licenses 10 days ago. KUAR's Michaela Ely has details.
As of 4 o'clock this morning, the racetrack, now Southland Casino and Racing, was to have increased its table gaming from 14 electronic games of skill to 40 live tables. Oaklawn Racing and now Casino Resort is kicking off its casino activities with the mayor of Hot Springs, Pat McCabe, and other local leaders throwing the first die on their new live craps tables at noon.
Adding a couple of craps tables and the live blackjack tables, we will still maintain some of our electronic craps and blackjack tables, at least for the near future.
Jennifer Hoyt is the media relations manager for Oaklawn. She says the resort will break ground on May 6th for its 28,000 square foot expansion to the gaming area. In the next 2 years, she says the luxury hotel will be open and Oaklawn will have added 400 more people to their staff. She also says that while the construction may be a pain now, the facility is making the changes necessary to become a destination spot.
Right now, we're just gearing up to really create a major, destination area with obviously the new games being the first thing for us to offer.
Jeff Strang is the Senior Director of Marketing for Southland. Increasing the number of tables and adding staff to work the casino along with other modifications has cost the West Memphis facility about $1 million, according to Strang.
We wouldn't do it if we didn't think that we were going to have a return on it. Obviously, the benefits of expansion, it creates additional tax dollars for the state and it helps create jobs as well.
He believes Southland's expansion will help the casino compete with other gaming facilities in the area. Currently, neither casino is equipped to support sports gambling, but both say it is on the way. Michaela Ely, KUAR News, Little Rock.